Daf Chof Tes, we're holding in the top. Nimo says here, Hirura Yaveiro is Koshu Me Yaveiro. That you think of doing an Aveiro, that's worse than doing the actual Aveiro itself. And usually when it says Aveiro in the Gemara, it usually means Nus, with an Isha. Rashi says, Hirura Yaveiro, Taivais Noshim, if somebody thinks about living with another woman, it's worse, it does more harm to your body than the actual znus itself. As the heroes are thinking about it, it's worse than the actual maisa. What's the simon for this? Recho de bisrum. Smelling, you smell the meat. Rashi's recho de bisrum. Hamariach bosatzli. If you smell gishmak roasted meat, is koshaloi. Reach moit shemesavaloi. Like you have more enjoyment, more taiva to have the meat because you smell it than the actual eating of it. As the smelling, the hero is worse than the actual mice of eating it. Vayta de kaito, kashio mikaito. Shiloyik de kaito. The end of the summer is kashio mikaito. It's hotter, it's worse then than it is at the beginning of the summer. Vesemnecha, what's the simon for this? Tanura shigiro. If you have a hot tanner that you heated up a few times already, when you heat it up the third time, it's very easy to heat it up. So Rashi says, Shiloi de kaito. Elul, shehu soif hakaits, that's the end of the summer. Kosher me kaito, it's harder than the beginning of the summer. Kosher choymoi mi choyma kaits, shehu tamas. The heat of Elul is harder to take than the heat of tamas. Lefi shekfar neschamim kol avr. You're ready, it's hot already, a few months already. The guf habriyois bechoyma kaits, overalov, tomid neschamim hu. Since your body is hot already, so any little more heat that comes in as mazik makes it hard for you. So therefore, the heat of Elul is worse than the heat of Tamas. And v'simnecho, tanura shkira, means tanura shusak b'yoyim p'mayim v'sholish. If you already heated up this oven two or three times already. Chamu, it's very hot still. V'noyach lasiko b'yetzim watim. If you want to heat it up now another time, it's very easy with a small amount of wood. So that's at the end of the summer, any little bit heat warms you up more than the beginning of the summer. Vaitishtiya disvusa, the savo, is kasha midikaita. A heat, if you get a sick in the winter, you get a heat in the winter, it's worse than in the summer. The simnecha, the simnecha for this is tanura kriro, a cold tanner, a cold oven. So Rashi says, ishta disavosa, means kadacha, somebody got sick, he got heat. Shall you moist sacharif in the winter, if you get sick in the winter and you have fever, mechama moist sacharif, and the chayla became hot, v'yadua shukoshim yod. You know it's very hard. This fever is very high fever. Yoisim mikadachas mavaras v'moist sacharif. More than the heat that you get in the summertime. V'simnecha, what's the simnecha for this? Tanura karira. Min sorach eitzim merubim lahasikoy. You need a lot of wood to heat up a cold oven. Izaf said the same thing here also. Shu'avot tzoinin. In the middle of the winter, it's cold outside. V'yaguf tzoinin. And your body is also a little bit cold. V'yachol ma'viroi. And still you have high fever, you're hot. Is v'yadua shu'chol kosher. You know for sure it's a very hot, high fever. You're very sick. So that's the fever you have in the winter, it's worse than the fever you have in the summer. V'yato migmar b'yatikto kashya mechadato. To learn something old is harder than to learn something new. So Rashi learns, Migma v'yatikto kosher mechadato. Means, mi shalomet. If somebody learns something, v'siach daitoi, and he took his mind away from the learning, v'shochach, and he forgot what he learned. Is kosher lachzor, v'lilmoid masha shochach. It's very hard now to review what you already learned and forgot. Yoisu masha lelomet. It's much harder to review something, to chazer it, than it is to learn something new. Learn something new, it's a gishmak. But the chaz of something you learned already is much harder. So that's what Rashi learns in the Gemara, that nigma be'atikto, to learn something old that you already learned already, is koshus, very hard, mecharaton, when you're learning something new. Other mafreshim within the Miri says, it goes upon like your age. Like when you're a kid, young, girsa d'yankusa, it's very easy to learn. Mashenka be'atikto, when you're older already, it's harder to learn. So to learn when you're older, it's harder to learn when you're still young. V'simnech, what's the simon for this? Tina batina. If you want to make cement, if you use the cement over and over again, Rashi Sinecha Tina Batina, Titch Goivla Noisoi Mitit Chaimer, Koisel Yoshin. If you use it from an old wall already, is Koshel Govla Yoisim Mitit Shalofa Chodesh. If you have old cement, it's harder to use than to use fresh cement. I hot cement, you can't use altogether cement already, but you crush it down. Still, it's harder to use than new cement. Amar Rav Avuha, my time of the Rebbe. What's the pshat from Rebbe? Rashi, my time with the Rebbe, the Yomar, Timur Shelchama Mafatzaya. We had before that the sun, the rays of the sun, spreads out all over. It was a chilik between the rays of the moon and the rays of the sun. The rays of the moon go straight up, but the rays of the sun, with Mafatzaya, goes spreads out. So how did Rebbe know this, that the ray of the sun spreads out? Tomorrow says, my time with the Rebbe, the Pasuk says, L'manatzeach ala yelas ha-shachar. L'manatzeach, we're singing until yelas ha-shachar, to the morning star. Is ma ayola. Just like the ayola, which is a female deer, is zukar neho, ma'avtzilois lekan lekan, it's a horns, spread out from one side to another side. Is av shachar zeh, the same thing, the morning star in the morning when the sun comes up, is ma'avtzil lekan lekan. The rays of the sun, when it comes up, it spreads out from side to side. Rashi ayola zu. Rashi says, Lav davka noket. Lav davka female deer. Sharei ein karnayim linikeva. And the keva b'chal doesn't have any horns. So it just means, like it says on the side, a min ayola. Type of a hin. So what, there's horns spread out all over. That's the way the rays of the sun comes up in the morning. Amar Rav Zeira. Loma nimshala Esther la ayola. Why was Esther a mushal to an ayola, to a female deer? Rashi says, "Loma nimshel Esther kayola, besechta megillah." Armina the Esther amra mizmazeh. Esther said this mizmer. Lamsech al yelas hashachar. Esther said it. Kivon shegiya lebeis hatzlomim. As soon as she came, she had to go with Achashverosh to the house of the tzlomim of the Getchkes. Is nistalka emen shchina. The shchina went away from her. And amra she said, "Keli keli loma azavtoni." Like Hashem, why are you leaving me? So Esther said this mizmer. So Shaila is, why do we call like Esther Ayala Sashachar? Why is Esther daima to Ayala, to a female deer? Is Lemlof to teach us, Ma Ayala, just like this Ayala, that Rach Motzar, her womb is very tight, the Chaviva Abayla, Kol Shor V'Shor, Kishor Rishoyna, the husband, the male, enjoys her very much, like the first time he has Tashmish with her, because her Rachma, the womb is always very tight. Is Af Esther, the same thing with Esther Amalko, for it's the Chaviva al Achashverosh, Kol Shor V'Shor, Kishor Rishoyna. Every time Achashverosh lived with Esther, he enjoyed it like the first time. That's why she's doing her to Ayola. Omer Rabasi, Loma Nimshle Esther L'Shachar. Why does the Pasuk say Ayela Sashachar is going on Esther? Why is Esther doing to the Shachar, to the morning star? Loimlo, to teach us, Ma Shachar, just like in the morning star. So if Kol Alayla, it's the end of the night, Af Esther is safe kolonisim. Esther was the last one of the Nisim. The next that happened by Purim, that was the end of the Nisim. Of the great Nisim that the Klal Yisrael celebrate to make him tevim from. Fred Gemara of Ika Chanukah, Heist Esther was by the Bayis Rishon, and it was before the Bayis Sheni was. And Chanukah was in the middle of the Bayis Sheni. I have Ika Chanukah that happened much later. And for the Gemara, Nitno Likosev Karminin. We mean to say this is the last Nes that with Nitin Likoser is supposed to be written down but Teres HaSefer. Like in Megillah, we have Megillah Sester. Masheke by Chanukah, we don't have any Megillah. So this was the last nest to be written down. So Gemara says, Ha, Nichol Amam Diyama Esther Nitin Likoser. That's Kulat Amam Diyama Megillah that learns that Megillah Sester was able to be written down. It was Nitin Likoser. You're supposed to write down this Megillah, and as a shame, Megillah on it. Elo Amam Diyama Esther la nitli kosa, but according to Mount Yomar, it says no. Like there's no Megillah Esther. We'll soon see pshat that the Megillah Esther was not given to be written down. Ma'ik lemeima. What can you say? So why do we call Esther daima to shachar, to the morning star? You want to say the slave call anisim? No, we have the nest of Chanukah. Isaac Siva. This Mount Yomar holds Megillah Esther also was nitli kosa. So Gemar says mukim lo kareb b'yomim b'rab yefes. It goes along b'yomim b'rab yefes. Omer Reb Lezer. The Yomer Reb Ben Yomim Reb Yefes, Omer Reb Elazar, Loma Nimshlu Tfiloson Shol Tzadikim Kayolos. Why is the Tfilah, the davening of a Tzadik, Daima to a Kayola, Daima to this female deer? Loimlof, to teach us, Ma Ayola Zu, Kol Zaman Shemegadelis, Karneho Matzilois. The older it gets, the more horns grows on it, and the more the horns spread out. Is Af Tzadikim, the same way by Tzadikim, Kol Zaman Shemarbe Betfilah.
Kol zaman they daven more and more, the more tefillah they have, it's tefillos and nishmas. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them. So that's why Esther was doing to Ayelet HaShachar, to teach us that the tefillah, the more and more they daven of tzaddikim, the more and more Hashem listens to them. So let's see Rashi now. Rashi learns, Ho nichol aman diyoma, klukta b'masechta megillah. So machlekes negemar megillah, that ikol aman diyoma metames yadayim. So Rashi right away learns, and the Ritva explains also like this, that avad according to everybody, there is such a thing as a Megillah Esther. Everybody holds you allowed to write down the Megillah. And v'keit is the mitzvah. The halacha of mitzvah's kriyas Megillah is dafka metecha ksav. You have to read the Megillah from a ksav, from a good klaf. So avad everybody holds the Megillah Esther was nitna likosav min the tatkonis. For nashik nesagdela was to write down the Megillah. There was such a takona. So what's the machlokes if loy nitna likosav? So Rashi says it doesn't have the chaymer of other sifrei kodesh, that it's not metames yadayim. So Rashi, ikol laman diyoma metames yadayim, v'ikol laman diyoma diyena metames yadayim. The lav seifi, that's the machlokes. Hey, how much of a kedusha does Megillah Esther have? One man diyoma says it has the same type of kedusha like any other of the kisvei kodesh. That lochem midrabbonin is metames yadayim. Mishum the truma that the ganim should not be ruggle, they would give this one of the yudches devorim, they were goizom, that the hands is metama. If you touch a sefer, it's metama you. So who adin Megillah Esther has this chaymer, and the other man says no. Even though avada was literally kosev, we have a Megillah Esther, but it doesn't have this chumer to metama yadayim. That's the machlokes. The Tayshonim also speaks out like this. That El Laman Diyomo La Nitla Kosev. Miyo Kula Yalma Moida De Nitno Li Kosev with the Rabbonin. It seems as everybody holds our co-pointing with the Rabbonin, you're supposed to write down the Megillah. O Tzrich Li Kosev Kula. O Tzunanami Kora Pe La Yosef. You read the Megillah by heart, you're not Yotze. El Laman Di Rabbonin Tzrich Li Kosev. O Bina Nami Tfir Eschut and Megidim Shalom Megillah. See, Lord, a little bit different than Rashi. As everybody holds our co-pointing with the Rabbonin, you have to write down the Megillah. The Shaila Raz was that the Takana from before that, or not to write down the Megillah. According to Rashi, everybody holds there was a Takana to write the Megillah. The only question is, how much Kedusha is there in this Megillah? Yeah. So that's the Mukum Law, Rabbi Yom Ben Yefes. Klaima Dorish Lahai Shachak Rabbi Yom Ben Yefes. That Loma Nimshlo Tzvlosan Shadikim. Da'i Shacha Loshen Tfiluhu. Dorish Lai Kumai Ruchi Bikirbi. Is a Matzecha La Tfilu. She Kayela Shakozman Shemagdalis Kanev Matzilus Vichol Shana Vishana. Noisa Ba Pitzalechen. As the older it gets, every year it has another corn growing on it. Or it gets bigger. As what in the Tfilu, the more we dive into Hashem, the more Hashem listens. Right. Shocha Tu Esatomit. Then the Mishnah says the what? That one time it happened that they shechted the carbon tomid too early. Hey, they thought it was daytime. Really, it was just the rays of the moon that was coming out. And they found that it was still lilam, so the carbon is possible. You can't shech the carbon by lilam. So the Mishnah says they had to burn the carbon. And Machmez says they made a takana that always they have somebody going up on top of the wall, on top of the built a roof, and making sure to see they see the Olas HaShachar. That was the din of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah said the what? That after that, the next line of the Mishnah was that Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah. We bring the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah. We make the Kohen Gadol be tefil before it does the Avoidus. So Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about now? What day is it? What day? Ilema B'Shar Yemos HaShon. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year, Lav Dafkan Yom Kippur. So the rest of the year. His Avmin of the Gemara is that the Maisa was they brought a carbon atomic once too early. And then the next ma'isa was a Kohen Gadol went down to be tevil. So Gemara thought it's like one ma'isa. Just like that carbon atomic came too early, so they had to bring another one later. And when it came morning, the Kohen Gadol went down to be tevil to bring the carbon atomic. So Gemara asked, what day are we talking about? If you want to tell me we're talking about the rest of the year, loisagi delav Kohen Gadol. Like, why does Mishnah have to say a Kohen Gadol went down to be tevil to bring the carbon atomic? You don't need the Kohen Gadol. The rest of the year, any Kohen could use it. So even though a Kohen Gadol could also do the Avodah, like we had before, any time a Kohen Gadol wants to, he has a right to do it, but the Mishnah wouldn't say it for no purpose. If the Mishnah says a Kohen Gadol, it's mashma we bedavka need the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. So if we're talking about the rest of the year, regular carbon atomid, the rest of the year, why do we need a Kohen Gadol for? So Gemara answers, Ela b'yom HaKippurim.
Now, Vada, the Mishnah is talking about now on Yom Kippur. And the Havamina is this whole mice that took place on Yom Kippur. That one time they brought the Korban HaTamid too early, it was still nighttime, and they made a mistake because they saw the light of the Levana. They thought it was the light of the sun, and they had to burn the Korban. For the Gemara, if you want to tell me something about Yom Kippur, Me'or HaLevana, Me'ika, could it be such a mistake that there was so much light from the Levana? And the Ritva speaks out, the only time you have the real light, that the light of the Levana comes up, is only at the end of the Chodesh, but not at the beginning or not in the middle. And the Yom Kippur is test, as the ninth, is test for Tishrei. So it's not the time yet to have the Or HaLevana. So how could the Mishnah say the mice that they made a mistake? They thought it was daytime because of the Or HaLevana. It doesn't happen, that only happens at the end of the Chodesh. So how could they say it happened on Yom Kippur? But the Mar Miyika, so Mar Yitzis finally Hochikom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Over Yom HaKippurim, Ki Yom HaBorek Barakoi. The Mishnah means to say, Enechlam, there's two different cases. The first case of the Mishnah was a story happened in the middle of the year. That once on a Tumid, it was brought too early. And because of that, they had to burn the Korban HaTamid. And because of that, they made a takana. From now on, we never bring the Korban HaTamid until we have one kohen going up on top of the roof, on top of the attic, and looking up and making sure he tells us he sees the Arlas HaShachar. He's making sure he sees the morning star. Now the Mishnah goes on, that Kiyom HaBorek Rakoi, on Yom Kippur, when this person also comes up and tells us, I saw the Elos HaShachar, I saw the morning star already, what we know about the Yitzhayim, is Haridu Kohen God LeBeis HaTfilah. Like now the Mishnah goes back to the Seder, what we do on Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur, now we need the Kohen God LeBadavka to bring the Tomit HaShachar. So now after this Kohen that went up the roof and told us Brakoi, he said he saw the ray of the sun already. So we know for sure it's Yom, now the Kohen God goes to the Beis HaTfilah to start to do the Avodis of Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Amos, when did it happen? Ilema, Kosanko Daita, the Havmin was, Haridu Kohen God LeBeis HaTfilah, the Tzeifa de Mastisen Hu. It's the end of the Mishnah. Uva Yom Shetol Lishchei. It's like one big story. They made a mistake and shechted the Korban HaTamid too early. They had to burn it. Okomer, it says right after that, Haridu Kohen God LeBeis HaTfilah. Lishchei Tamid Achrei HaTfilah. Is Amos Hevi Haitois? Like, when did this time happen? If you want to tell me name of Shayim Mois HaShonam, the Lav Yom Kippur, Uvesayf Echad Menachadoshim, Kishavona Samechas Samech Laolos HaShachar, or Rashi also says it, that when does the moon, like, grow, to say there'll be such rays, it's only the end of the month. So if you want to say one, the end of 1 month, Ebazoy, why does the Mishnah say a Kohen Gadol? Loi Sagat Lav Kohen Gadol, Loi Daya Avoyde Shah Yomim, the Lav a Kohen Gadol, what do we need a Kohen Gadol for? So Mor HaLavona Meika, tell him why you want to say it's Yom Kippur, Fred Gemara, the story couldn't take place in Yom Kippur. Litzmoyach Tzomach L'Shachar. Does the moon give us such a ray before the Shachar? It only happens at the end of the month, not in the middle of the month. So Mos Koner is Hochikoma. Ovyom HaKippurim, Kiyom HaBorek Rakoi. V'yoyitzil HaBeis HaSreifam. Mos Koner Demilsi. V'aridu Kohen Gadol Milsa V'yapei Nafshi. Something new. V'mahad L'Aruya B'Seder Avodat Yom Kippur. Now the Mishnah's come to teach us, how did the Kohen Gadol act do on Yom Kippur? V'Hochikoma. Kisharoya Oyma Brakoi on Yom Kippur, when the person on top of the roof said he sees the Olas HaShachar, he sees the morning star, having married in Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Beis HaTfilah, Shachris. That's the time when we took down the Kohen Gadol down to make his first Tfilah. Vaita. Tony, we learned, Avua de Rebbe Yavin, Loi Zu Bavad Amru. It's not only Rashi, Loi Zu Bavad means Loi Zevach Levadoi, Shenishchet Balayla Amru Yisarif. Not only here, not only this case, the case of the Mishnah was where they made the mistake and they thought it was daytime and they shechted the Korban HaTamid and really it was still night, so the din was you have to burn the Korban HaTamid because the shechita that was done b'layla is possible. So he's saying now, loy zubav adarmu, not only if you shechted the Korban HaTamid b'layla is it possible, elaaf malika soif, the same thing if you have a bird, you bring it for a Korban and you make the malika b'layla, it's also possible, you have to burn the bird. If you want to bring a mincha, and the Kohen takes the kemitza balayla, and he puts the kemitza into a klisharis, so the locher kemitza is like a shchita, and may we say that if it was done balayla, it's possible. And the mincha has to be burnt. You can't use the mincha anymore. Rashi, Elaaf melika soif u kemitza hamincha, balayla tisarif. The gamri lo mishchita. We learn it out from shchita. The melika soif. So if you take a burn and put your thumb through the neck, or kemitas mincha,
and when the Kohen takes the handful of the mincha out of the mincha, the mokam shchitas hazvachim hein. That's the same type of an avodah you do by an animal. By an animal, the avodah is shchita. By a mincha, the avodah is kmitza. By an oif, the avodah is malika. So they have the same halachas. If you do it for lila, it's possible. And therefore, the halacha is you have to burn the carbon. You can't use it. So Gemara asks, Vishle ma'ola soif, might heavy heavy. That I understand very good. You have an oif, and you made a malika, so you killed the oif already. And you, what time did you do it? It was still night time, so it's possible. So I use it over again in the morning to make another shita. You can't do it. Might heavy heavy. The behem is dead already. You grashi yef shalach ziron. You can't make another malika on the oif. So I understand why you have to burn it. For the Gemara Ella Kaimitz, what happened by the mincha? You had the whole plate full of the flour, the sorin full of the flour, and the Kohen took the handful of the kmitza out of it and put it into another klisharis. But everything is still here. So since it was done at night time, it's not the zman to make the kmitza, so for the Gemara Kasha, Ella Kaimitz, Nahadra. Why can't you put it back again? For Nahad, the v'nikmas of your mama. Put the kmitza back into the first pot that you have, the sorin shell flour, of the soilus there, and then wait until the morning. And when it comes in the morning, do the kmitza over again. Like you didn't shecht it, it's not dead. A mincha just a maisa kmitza. So if you did it now at nighttime, true, it's possible, good, so it's not kosher. Just leave it over till the morning and make the kmitza over again. Why does it say the kmitza also you have to burn right away?
That was his kasha. So Marentis, Utoni Lov, who Amalor, he himself learned this kasha, and he himself gave a teretz, and he answered the chur, you have to say like this, that klisharis Mikadishin afidu shleib ismanai. And the locher of a kmitzer is, after the Kohen takes the handful of the mincham, he takes and puts it into a klisharis, into a special keli that has a kdushas aguf on it. Now the locher is, anything you put into a klisharis becomes kodesh. And now the chiddush is, even though you're doing it shleib ismanai, you're doing it at night time. At night time really is not the zman for these klisharis to mikadish the kmitzer, because at night time you're not supposed to do the kmitzer. So this was the havamina. The havamina was, since at night time it's not this man the time to do it, no kedushas chal at all. So if no kedushas chal at all on this flour on the kmitza, put the kmitza back into the original bowl and make a kmitza in the morning. The Gemara Teretz says no. Since the Kohen put this kmitza into a klisharis, even though it's shleib bizman, it's at night time, it's not the time to do it, still the kli is mekadosh it. And once this gets a shem kedusha on it, mele becomes possible lina. If it stays overnight, you can't use it the next day. That's the luck of anything. Once it came into a klisharis, when it stays overnight, it gets a psulina. The only thing you're allowed to use for 2 days is the meat by a carbon shlomim. You're allowed to eat it for 2 days. It doesn't become leisa till the second day. But by menachis, if you have it gets kedusha today, when it stays over the night, the next morning, it becomes nicer. There also, if you put this kmitz into the klisharis at night, so when it comes the next morning, it becomes posel, as a psul leader on it, and you have to burn it, that's why you're allowed to burn it. Some say, Echnami, you're allowed to burn it right now, even the Chiddush is. Let's see, Rashi. Who toni lo? Trash lo mas nisin. Vu amalo. Hai terutsa midaitai. He gave this for Teres himself, that klisharis mekadishin shleibes manai. Vi ha koimet toyin matin kli. The locher of a kmitzer is, when the Kohen takes the handful out of the original bowl of soilus, he has to put this kmitza into a klisharis. Now, v'chi v'onshe kiddush ha-kaimetz b'kli, once you put the kmitza into a kli, l'shem kaimetz, you put it there, because you thought it was a kmitza, eina choyze liyos tevel. It can't become any more tevel k'mincha, like a regular mincha shlenik mitza. V'yakorchei, me'yacha shezeh korek kaimetz, eina eina chevish rayim. Once this gets the same kmitza on it, and you put it into a klisharis that has a kdusha on it, the locher is, it's called the kmitza, and the rest of the flour is called the shirayim. It's like the leftover part of the kmitza. Therefore, you can't use it over again to make a new kmitza from it. It's like tevel. Before you make any kmitza, it's like tevel. This, from this flour, there's a din to make a kmitza. But once you made a kmitza once, it's chal din kmitza on the flour you took off, and the rest is called shirayim, the leftovers, and it can't be used again. That's the Gemara's teretz. Since you put it into a klisharis, even though it's shleib bizman, it's not the right time, still the klisharis is mekadoshit. Since you get the kedusha right now, erech nami, l'chura the din is, you're allowed to burn it right now. Yeah. For the Gemara Kasha, Meisivei, Zeh HaKlal, this is the cloud we learned in the Gemara in Temura, that kol hakorov b'yoyim, any type of a korban, something you're supposed to bring in the daytime, is kiddush b'yom. It gets its kiddush b'yom also. You put into a klisharis b'yom at daytime, that's the time when you could bring it. It's the klisharis is mekadosh it. Trashi kol a korban b'yom. The grain hamanochis, the halavoina, the hadam, the akteris, is all the things you're supposed to do, but after by daytime, is the loch a kiddush b'klisharis b'yom, the yekadosh kiddushas aguf. If you put the dam into a klisharis b'yom, or you put the mincha, the kmitz, into a klisharis b'yom, at the daytime, since now's the time to bring it, the kli is mekadosh it, and gives it a kiddush aguf. Now the mincha becomes kodesh. What about the chol hakorban b'layla? If you have something you're supposed to bring at nighttime, is a loch a kiddush b'layla? Who adin is mekadosh b'layla? And the dig is going to be something you're supposed to bring at daytime. The kiddush is only chal b'yom and not b'layla. The only time you have a kiddush b'layla is something could be brought b'layla. Mashenk, it's something like before the kemitza that you're not allowed to do at layla. The chutz mashma klishar is not mekadosh it. That's going to be a kashan. We just got finished saying he wanted answer. So if you make the kemitza at night and put into a klishar, even though it's shleib is manoi, still the klishar is mekadosh the kemitza. And here it's mashma now it says mashma clearly only something that's karav b'yom, the kiddush is b'yom, and not at night time. Only something that's karav b'layla is the kiddush b'layla. V'ayta v'chol ha-karav b'yom 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 b'layla, we'll soon see what that is. If you ask something, it could be maktir, the haktaras emurim, the emurim of a korban, you could burn it either b'yom or else b'layla, the lachar is kiddush b'yom 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 b'layla. Then the klisharos could be mekadashit, both by day and by night. So more ends off, katani mi, as we learned that koponim, that kol hakarav b'yom, anything that the lachar is supposed to only be brought at daytime, like a kemitza of a mincha, is kiddush b'yom. And by daytime, if you put it into a kli sharis, the kli sharis is mekadosh it. So it's a diyek b'yom in b'layla lo. Only by daytime the kiddush is chala, not by nighttime. So why do we say before, if you put the kemitza at nighttime into a kli sharis, the kli sharis is mekadosh it? That's Rashi. Kol hakarav b'layla, kegoin minchas nesochin. The Yom Amar, or Minchasam v'niskeim afilu b'layla. A Minchas Nesachim, you brought a korban b'yom. The Mincha you bring for that korban, that you could bring at layla. Just the Minchas Nedova, you bring just the Mincha by itself, that's only b'yom, not at layla. Kiddush b'chli sharvas dushas aguf, im nostum b'em b'layla. Hes the Mincha from Nesachim, if you put it into a kli sharvas at night time, the kli is mekadashit. Kibas the kash, the katani mi is, kol hakarav b'yom, kodesh b'yom. Ava b'layla loy. Ain't a kodesh, is not kodesh at all. So that's the kasha. How did you tell me before you put it at night time there is the kedusha? So my answer is like this: Dilma, ain't a kodesh the korav. That's what the Gemara and Temura means to say. If you something that's supposed to be korav by yom, if you put it at night time into klisha that has no kedusha, it doesn't mean there's no kedusha at all. It just means ain't a kodesh the korav. It doesn't get a real kedusha saguf to say you have a right now to put it on the mizbeach. Avo kodesh the posel, but it does get a kedusha that now will be chal apsul on it. When it stays overnight, there's a psul liner on it. That's why we learned before, you have to burn it. If you made the kemitza at night time and put it into the klisharis is mekadosh the kemitza, enough to say it became posel now, and you can't use it over again. That's why you have to burn it. Drashili kori is liya's koshili kori. True, if you put it in the kli at night, it's not mekadosh it to say you're allowed to be makter it now. You can't bring it. Avokadosh liya's mukhsha b'yaisa kedusha li posel. But now it has a kedusha on it that psulim could be chal on it. What? B'tzful yoyim. The lachar is something that has a kedusha zaguf on it. If it's full yoyim, a person that went to the mikveh ready, but it didn't come heresh shemesh, if he touches it, it's still tummy. Or the mechusik epurim. Somebody has a chiyuv to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikveh and he had heresh shemesh, but kol zman he didn't bring his korban. A lachar is he could be metama this thing that became had a kedusha zaguf on it. Im nagaboy. Uve yotzei, who is going to take it outside the base of mikdash, it becomes possible. Im yotzei, uve lina, who adin, anything that came into kli sharis that has a kedusha zaguf on it, if it stays overnight, it becomes possible. Im lon, if it stays overnight, it's possible. Vizu, now this kemitza, gam hi nesel it's belina. This kemitza also, since you put it at night time into the kli sharis, so the kli sharis gave it a kedusha, that I call upon him now, it's going to have a psulina. If you leave it overnight, when it comes the next morning, it's toin sreif, you have to burn it. Tekayim la mizvachim, omod ha-shachar oiselina. Anytime something stood overnight, it comes the morning star, its posel has a psulina on it. V'nestelas kemitzas laila, shein chazeres oid letavla. So that's the chiddush of before. So this kemitz you did at night time. If you put it into a klisharis, if the klisharis is mekadeshit,
that it has a kedushas aguf on it, negates a psul. That now, when it comes the next morning, it's posel, and you can't use it over again, because it had a shem kemitz already. And it was a kemitz psul. That's why the dinesh, you have to burn it, you can't do anything else with it. You can't use it over again.